Earlier this summer, the Governor's Advisory Council on Juvenile Justice gave Albany County the Neil D. Madsen Award for its groundbreaking work with juvenile offenders. Since 2014, Albany County has reduced the number of young people who end up in secure detention by 34%. Advocates say that's good for kids and the state's bottom line. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson takes a look at what's going right.
When you hear about people making bad decisions and going down a negative path, it like mostly happens in the teenage years.
Shelley's an expert of sorts on effective intervention with juvenile offenders.
So like if you reach out to someone who got in trouble in their teenage years, I feel like they're more likely to realize what they're doing wrong before it could lead to like long-time incarceration in state facilities.
Shelley knows what works because she's been there. She's a minor, so I'm using an alias to protect her privacy. By the age of 15, she'd already had several interactions with law enforcement, from possession of tobacco to fighting in public to vandalism. But smoking, fighting, and graffiti were all things she grew up watching family and friends do. It wasn't until she ended up in Albany County's diversion program that she started to see a different future for herself.
So on the calendar, like, of course, I have the community service.
Putting hours in at the senior center or the soup kitchen isn't a new practice for kids who get in trouble with the law. But the diversion program run by Big Brothers Big Sisters in Laramie also includes fun and enriching activities like mountain biking, creative writing, and college visits.
I guess that's to show you that there's like more to Little Laramie, Wyoming than getting in trouble.
Instead of going through a court proceeding and ending up in a juvenile detention facility, Shelley went through Albany County's Single Point of Entry program. A team of people, from the county prosecutor to school staff to the Department of Family Services, worked together to figure out what would help her get on a positive course. Depending on the offense and the risk factors in a kid's life, the team could recommend community service and mentoring and tutoring through Big Brothers Big Sisters, as well as mental health or substance abuse counseling. The team also tries to root out underlying causes of bad behavior like abuse and neglect, and can offer support to families. The big goal is to work as a team to give kids the support they need to stay out of the school-to-prison pipeline.
When I first took office in 2014, I had an opportunity to look at our crime statistics and reports from the age group of 18 to 25.
That's Albany County Attorney Peggy Trent. She says those rates were high.
So what that showed to me is that we needed to intervene sooner in these individuals' lives prior to them turning 18. And I'm happy to say as of this date, we have done that.
According to state statute, it's up to county attorneys to determine how they want to handle juvenile offenders. In 15 of Wyoming's 23 counties, juvenile service boards work with prosecutors to implement alternatives to out-of-home placements and detention.
However, the state hasn't figured out a system to save resources and to incentivize it to other communities.
But she is motivated to figure out how to make this work. Trent says that every year she pieces funding together and applies for grants to support the program. That's a headache she's willing to deal with because she knows it works. She says adequate and steady funding from the state would encourage more county attorneys to do what she's doing. Shelley points out that by investing in her now, the state could save money in the long run.
Putting people in prison like costs a lot of money too. Like it's taxpayers' dollars, and I feel like if people like knew what like programs like this could do, like it would be such like a big thing. Like it would be everywhere.
One of the first things County Attorney Trent did was engage the school district because school is a place where kids spend a lot of time. Albany County School District Director of Special Services Steve Slyman says kids bring whatever they're dealing with at home, whether it's poverty, hunger, abuse, or mental health issues, with them wherever they go.
These kids are dealing with trauma all day long. Why wouldn't we try to intervene and help them get through some of that during the school day?
Slyman is the school district representative on the Single Point of Entry team.
Most outside counselors see kids, you know, once a week. We have counselors and school psychologists and nurses and teachers and paraprofessionals and principals. And we have people that know these kids every single day and interact with them all day long. Why shouldn't we be better informed about how to meet their needs on a daily basis?
All people deserve to have a good life. And if like the so-called bad kids, people think they don't need help, then like they're wrong because everybody deserves a chance at a good life.
That's Laurel, a friend of Shelley's from the diversion program. She says the support in and out of school helped empower her to make different choices.
I've had a couple bad ideas while being in the diversion program, but because of like the things that they told me, I didn't do it and just went along with my day.
Laurel says that last time her friends invited her to drink and do graffiti, she told them she had to stay home and do chores. And a couple of them showed up at her house to help her clean. She's realized that kids will do just about anything for companionship.
We don't need to spray paint buildings to talk about boys. We need some popcorn.
And she didn't need juvenile detention to figure that out. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.